Malchus, in the sense that, you know, we have in this week's Sedra, Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda Mechokik Mibin Raglav, Ad Ki Avol Shilo Velo Yikasamim. So we said, you know, that was understood at least by the Ramban as a kind of an Isser Mukhlad, and even according to the Rambam, it was an Isser Mukhlad because he had the, you know, opportunity for a Melech Mishar Shavatim Al Pinavi, but Achlo Kol Ayamim, so it certainly means something. The question is, how do you get there? So we talked about really the notion of Arevos as being the key, Anochi Arvenu Miyadiyat Tivakshenu, Ki Avdecha Arabes Anarmi Mavile Mor. So we were talking about this idea of Arevos and its various halachic expressions. We came to a collector's item, Ritva, as I like to call it, with the Kol Yisrael Gofechad Heim. So it's not just this like nice idea that if Gavi hasn't filled his obligation, but Ephraim has, that since, you know, Ephraim's a nice guy and Gavi's, you know, Rei Acha B'Torah V'Mitzvos, that, you know, you can do something for him, but it's actually because you're incomplete, because Kol Yisrael Gofechad, it brings to mind the Yerushalmi Nedarim. What am I referring to, Ephraim? What's the Yerushalmi in the Darim? But Kol Yisrael Kofechad?
What's it called? Nekama.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have the one finger stabbing the other finger.
Right, so Lo Sikom Velo Sitor as Bnei Amecha V'Hafta L'Recha Kamocha Ani Hashem. So the Yerushalmi, it's one of the great Yerushalmis out there. So the Yerushalmi says that, yeah, what this is all about is the idea that Kol Yisrael is Gofechad. How is it possible? V'Hafta L'Recha Kamocha. So do you want for your right foot the same thing you want for your left foot? I mean, basically, I mean, you obviously want the shoe to be the right shoe. But, I mean, you know, more or less, you want the same pair of shoes. So if you relate to the entire Jewish people as one guf, so then, of course, you'd want for your friend exactly what you'd want for yourself. The Ramban, by the way, thinks that's a haflag. I think that's an exaggeration. But the Rambam doesn't. He takes it kipshuto. And the Yerushalmi there about nekama, because the same pasuk explains why. So if you're chopping up the salad, this is what Ephraim was alluding to, with your right hand, and you accidentally slice the finger on your left hand, so then the irrational act would be to take the knife with your left hand and say, I'm going to show the right hand who's boss here. So nobody would do that. So that's how we don't have nekama one against the other. Okay, so we were talking also about this idea of lo samar al dam reyacha. So we were medayik in the Rambam. The iser is not an iser totsah as much as it is an iser in the process, in the tahalich. That's what we say, the hisrashlos. So the Rambam has three different examples of lo samar al dam reyacha in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's really fascinating. So the first, you know, chiddush, so to speak, is that applies to mammon, that dam and mammon are related. Tzadikim chavim le'nei ma'onum kenafsham kigufam enam poshtim yideim begezel. I mean, like, money matters. You know, money matters not to the sense that everybody can be a materialist, but, you know, just so people can have what they need. Ein kemach, ein Torah. So that's number one. If you see somebody is in financial danger, he's in danger of an imminent loss, so you have to protect that person, even if it's edos, im lo yagid v'inasa avono, is buttressed by the lav lo samadam riacha. Then obviously we have the question of tavas v'inasa bayam, or the person is Tovei Abenar, so you have to go and try to help, save the person, as long as it's not a suicide mission, so you should know how to swim to do that. So that's a very complicated question. In the early Tshuvos, Tzitzis Eliezer and Moshe and everybody, when they first started doing live kidney donations, that was the major question, is how much risk do you have to incur? So today it's a different mitzvah altogether. But in those days, to donate a kidney, that was, and that was exactly the issue, is what does it mean that you have to jump into the river, right? There's obviously some danger, right? If the person is drowning, that means that, you know, it's not exactly a kiddie pool. So what exactly do you have to do? Do you have to incur a 20% risk, a 30% risk? There's obviously some risk you have to incur, right? Or the other examples there, listin boyim alav, chaya gorarto, right? So presumably the chaya that's, you know, gorer him is just as happy to be gorer you. It's not like a personal thing against, you know, Reuven. So that's something to take into account. And then the third example, the Ram gave of lo sam adam riacha, it means sometimes to save life, you have to be willing to take life, right? So, you know, I'm not saying that this is a direct application, but if you think that, you know, Qasem Soleimani is a rodef and that he's so habala hargacha hashkem hargo, so that could also be lo samad al dam reyecha in a theoretical sense. Yeah, okay, if that's really the mitzias. Okay, very good. So the Rambam says about all of these things, the lo samad al dam reyecha. The Rambam has one of his classic lines. It's at the very beginning of Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh. So the Rambam says that you can't get Malkus for doing any of these things because the whole problem is the passivity issue, right? But he calls it a Maisa Chamur. So the Rambam, Afal Pi Shein Bar Maisa Chamur Amim, Shekol Ma'abed Nefesh Achas Mishal Kilo Ibed Kol Olam Kulo, Ve'alam Kayim Nefesh Be'achas Mishal Kilo Kileim, Kol Ha'olam Kulo. So for the Rambam, it's certainly part of the broader rubric of Ritzicha. It's like a different, a different perek, a different topic altogether. It's in Perek Aleph where the Rambam deals with the actual gether of what Ritzicha is. So the Rambam certainly considers it to be as serious as serious possibly gets. Okay, very good. So what I want to do today, God willing, to see one more Rambam, and tomorrow we'll finish it off. This is the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Melachim. You'll see and appreciate more tomorrow why we decided to go a little bit out of order here. So the Rambam says the following: A melech also lishtos derech shichra shenem ra'alam lachem shesu yayin el yu osik batorah v'tzarche Yisrael b'yom u'v'alayla. So what is he involved in? He's got what do you do? What does a melech do? So a melech does a lot of things, right? So the Rambam says not so much, actually. Just Torah and tzarchei tzibur. That's the whole job description. Shenemar v'yisayimbo v'karavo kol yimei chayav. So why do I love this proof text? That proof text, Ilan, seems to justify which aspect of Malchus, according to the Rambam. V'yisayimbo v'karavo kol yimei chayav, that's Talmud Torah, right? So where did the Rambam, how does that prove also tzarchei tzibur? So this is the Rambam's big chiddush, is that the Torah that the melech learns, v'yisayimbo v'karavo kol yimei chayav l'man yomad yiras Hashem elokav, etc. So for that, the Rambam thought it wasn't just that, he should be learning Torah Lishma, which is important enough, but the whole point is that he should identify so deeply with the Torah, right? And for the Melech, it's a very goal-directed Talmud Torah, and it directs him towards his principal occupation, which is to take care of the Jewish people. So different ways of learning, right? There's Talmud Torah Lishma. There's Imatam Osam Bushmartam Laso Sams. Halacha L'maisa. The king has a special din of Talmud Torah, where his Talmud Torah is supposed to make sure that he stays on the straight path so that he doesn't start serving himself, but he's always going to serve the people. That's what the Rambam means. Shenemar v'haisim v'karvel kol yimei chayav. It actually goes on both dimensions, Talmud Torah and tzarchei tzibur, in my opinion. Some people disagree with that, but that's my reading of the Rambam. Not a compliment. Shenemar lo sitein l'nashim chilecha. Al hasaras ligbo hikpida Torah shenemar v'lo yasur levavo. Shalibo hu lev kol kahal Yisrael, one of my favorite lines in all the Mishnah Torah, lefikach dibko akasiv batorah, yoser misharam shenemar kol yimei chayav. You see how the last line of Rambam confirms our diak previously? What do we need this person to do? To take care of the entire kahal. He is the ultimate, orev for the Jewish people. He's responsible for the entire Jewish people. So therefore, what do we have to worry about? His lev. What's going to keep his lev on the straight and narrow? The Torah, right? That's the Rambam's very clear equation. So what do we see that is built in? Shalibo hu lev kol hakahal is that he has to have space in his heart for the entire Jewish people. Okay? Who does that sound like, of course? What Yehuda did. Anochi arvenu miyadi tivakshenu. I'll bring you one Rashi that just supports this idea. Who remembers the Rashi? Vahiba yamim ahim vahigdam moshe vahitzei lecha vayar b'siv osam. What does Rashi say? Vayar b'siv osam nasan enav vilibo. Aleim liosimetz aleim. Moshe the din of a melech eventually. Vahi bishur and melech. So the whole point is that Moshe didn't just look with his eyes, but he looked with his heart to see what it was the Jewish people needed. All of the first Rashi this week, etc. Right? Kevin shenifter Yaakov Avinu nistemu einehem vilibam shal Yisrael. The great leaders of the Jewish people, they carry the Jewish people in their hearts as well. Okay, so we'll pick it up there, God willing, tomorrow. Wish everybody a wonderful day.